seated. God's word to ponder this morning. God's word to nourish. God's word to strengthen. God's word to be ever in our lives. It's from the Psalms, from Psalm 34, the first 10 verses of Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. For those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. So far, God's word for our consideration, for our reflection, for our nourishment, and our strength as we live in this world as God's children, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Today is our observance of All Saints' Day. You probably missed it. You probably missed that great and glorious day. We had trunk or treat this last week, Thursday night. Well, it was Friday. Friday was November 1st. November 1st is All Saints' Day. Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses, whether it was on the castle door or whether it was on the bulletin board right next to the door, he nailed those theses on October 31st because he knew the church would be filled with those saints on All Saints' Day. Are you a saint? Do you feel like a saint? Some days, like, well, we sure don't feel like saints. There are those days when we feel just terrible and irritable and run down. We bite at people. But yet, we're saints. We're saints and children of God. So we should be happy and joyful and say that we're saints. We might even put ourselves in the church, this one All Saints Day. The pastor asked the congregation to greet one another by saying, "Good morning, I'm Saint," and then their name. So the little lady on the side aisle turned to her neighbor and said, "Good morning, I'm Saint Anna." He just stood there. Quiet. She thought that he was shy, so she said again, "You know, you can say that you're a saint and say your name." He said, "No, I can't. I can't do that. I won't." "But you know, we're all saints in Jesus." He says, "Yes, I know. I believe that. I believe it firmly, but I can't say it." "Oh, go ahead. You can say it." And under the breath, he said, "My name is Bernard." You feel like that? That you can't express it because you are thinking about your own name? I want you to think about the titles people have. There's president, there's vice president, there's congressman, there's senator, there's doctor, there's lawyer, there's reverend. There's Father. I've been called Monsignor, too. Boy, the names people come up for the pastor. But you see, the greatest name that we have is child of God, a saint, a believer in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what brings us together. That is what brings us together today, because we are his saints who lack nothing because of our faith in Jesus. We are brought together. And you see, that faith that we have, it's deep inside us. The Apostle Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, he says, with the heart we believe, with the mouth we confess. With the heart we believe that Jesus is our personal Lord and Savior. And with the mouth we tell others. Through our confession, whether it's the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed or that dread of Trinity when Sunday when we have to say the Athanasian Creed of 2 pages long, it's still our confession. Our confession of Jesus as Lord and Savior. Our confession that ties us together. We're all separate. Yes, we have all of our separate names and our separate titles, whatever we have. But we're all one because of Jesus. And what Jesus accomplished on the cross for you and I, dying, and then rising again 3 days later, for us, for each one of us. And so we're saints. And we're saints of God that are living here in the world to jazz up the world. That's why God has us here. We got to jazz up the world. And I don't mean by violent means. This world has enough violence in itself. But praise and glory of God himself, who called us together, who gave us our names, who said that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. The prophet Isaiah said, do not fear, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. So we're God's children. And we're called that. So we are called to live in this world, to gather together on a day like today, to give God glory and praise for the good days, as well as the bad days. Because we're saints. And we have watched other people go before us. We're saints of God who endure trials and tribulations. We're saints of God who have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We are saints of God. Not with halos over our head. Not with white robes and our hands folded all day long, or on the street corner with the sign, repent, the end is near. No, we're saints of God. We endure the trials and tribulations of life. We have the days when our faith is really, really, really strong. And we know that God is near us, that God is holding us up. And we're saints of God that have the really, really low days. When death knocks at our door, when we watch a loved one die, we have sickness, or fractures, or casts, or anything else that we endure. Sometimes those faith lives are really, really low, but we're still saints. We're still the saints of God in Christ. Even when you stub your towel on the bedpost and you say a naughty word, you're still a saint. It's hard for us to imagine that. But in Psalm 34, God calls us a saint. He says that you will lack no good thing. So you won't lack food, clothing. You won't lack his love. in Philippians, I can't even type this morning. But the Apostle Paul says that he will supply all of your riches for Christ. So God supplies you with everything. So gather together today to give him thanks and praise. And he does something else now. After we have given him thanks and praise for all of his wonderful blessings, he has blessed us to be his strength. He has blessed us with wisdom and knowledge. He has blessed us with a mouth that speaks. He has blessed us to be a blessing to others. Each and every one of you are a blessing to others. Whether it's to your spouse, or your children, or your neighbor who has just suffered an immense pain and tribulation. God uses you to be a blessing in their life. In a previous parish, we had a centennial committee. This was in Bangleton, Iowa. And the centennial committee decided they were going to have a blessing tree. They took just a small barren tree and put it on a table, small table, and they asked the congregation to write out blessings. If God has blessed them, they put the blessings on the tree. And then I, as pastor, had prayers for those blessings. And it's an immense thing that told all about the blessings that the saints of God had. And God bless them. God blesses you as well. To be a saint. To be one that reaches out to another. There was a death that happened in a Muslim community. A young girl died. And as they were gathering together with the people around them, her mother came up to the pastor and said, "What did you do to my daughter? What did you do?" He said, "Nothing. I didn't do anything." And the mother said, "Muslims, our faith, we don't die with a smile on our face." That smile was put there by that pastor who told the child of Jesus. Jesus is Lord and Savior. And you see, that's the message we have, that we are given as those saints of God to jazz up this world, Jesus Christ. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all holy, passes all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.